T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Stoerner, I am filling in for today. I am Ron the Show Hughley. We did had a really good time this far. We are fired up on a beautiful Friday. And let's stop this. We got a big one tomorrow here in Houston, Rockets, Lakers. And on the line right now is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz and Vance. Listen, Brian, how concerned should people be about the Rockets and their recent struggles? We saw them in the game against Portland, the game against Memphis. Didn't look great. How big of a deal would you say the struggles are right now?
Yeah, I think this whole season, you first got to understand that if it's all going to come down to Harden in the playoffs, and is he going to enjoy playing with Westbrook more than he did against with Paul? Is Westbrook going to be healthy? Are the guys going to be healthy? But I'd be just a little bit concerned, but it is a long season. But I'd be a little concerned just about defensively not being able to get stops when they need to. And, you know, like everyone in the NBA, you have ebbs and flows of stuff. But when a team is going on a run and you need to, you know, bear down on the defensive end, I've always thought that Houston was that team that got stops when they needed to get stops, at least in the regular season in the past. I don't feel like it's the same way. But one thing we have to be aware of is the NBA this year is so much less physical than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. Those big, strong physical defenders are not allowed to sort of will those games like the Rockets did in the past. But I would be a little bit concerned just about the defense, and do they still have the makeup to stop a team enough to allow James Harden to be, you know, like himself, or Westbrook to have, you know, a big game in the playoffs?
Brian, do you think that the Westbrook-Harden combo, the chemistry will come around? And do you think that will allow them to take the next step, whatever that next step may be, beyond
sure
what Chris Paul and Harden were able to do?
Yeah, you know, they were, besides losing to the Warriors, which was an all-time great team, that team was really good. Here's what I'm – if I was a Rocket fan, here's what I'd be hoping for. I'd be hoping for Westbrook to – continuously attack the basket and make the right play at the rim. I like the yin yang in them a little bit better than I liked Chris Paul and James Harden together. But listen, Chris Paul is a big time winner and it's worked in the past. But if Westbrook is constantly attacking the basket and finding guys, and James Harden is doing a balance of both with the pull up jumpers, you know, the step back, and as well as getting to the free throw line, getting downhill, then I feel like other people would get involved. But it feels like they kind of got this your turn, my turn thing. And listen, I know both those guys get a ton of shots. It doesn't like they play together. I know they're friends. I know they work out together, but it doesn't seem like they complement each other well right now. But it can all change in the playoffs when if they have the mindset to hit open shooters, then that's when I think like the D'Antoni system is at its best. So Westbrook is a guy the guy averaged triple double. Like, he should be able to get to the paint and make the right basketball play over and over and over again and put a ton of pressure on the defense. For whatever reason, he's pulling up a little bit too much right now, like with the mid-range. But when the playoffs comes, maybe that's their overall plan, is to say, hey, when the playoffs come, we got to stop pulling up. We got to attack the rim. And when we get there, we got to make the right basketball play.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine joining us. Brian, touch a little bit more on that, man. Do you believe that Westbrook's problems shooting the rock right now are scheme-related relative to, hey, the Rockets? If I watch one more Rockets game and I hear the announcers say, well, they feel like the offensive team can rebound, miss three-pointers better than they can, you know, inside, you know, just mid-range jumpers.
Sure.
I mean, do you believe that just that line of thinking is more to blame for Westbrook's just spotty shooting, or do you think that's something he's got to quit taking those shots?
Well, you know, like the NBA, it's funny. The analytics, right, will all point to the threes, but they also have to realize, like the hardest thing to guard in the NBA is a guy coming at you full head of steam that can finish at the rim and make a good play. Like, that's why when you talk about, like, guys like LeBron, right, you guys are going to see him in a couple of days. Like, what makes LeBron special, everyone will say, oh, he's a beast, is when he drives to the basket, you have no idea what he's going to do. You think he's going to elevate on you, but you think he might go to that weak side corner, but he can look weak side corner, elevate, and then kick to the strong side or kick it out to another guy for three. Like, I believe nowadays that is the hardest thing in the NBA to guard. A guy going full head of steam, downhill at you, and then making the right decision to a wide open shooter. All the shooting has allowed more spacing at the rim. I don't understand. And like I said, it could be regular season Westbrook, which is like, hey, he's looking to get to the – he doesn't want to go all the way to the rim. When you get all the way to the rim, you take hard hits. You know, you hit the ground, increases your chances of being injured. And that's why maybe he's pulling up, you know, a little bit too much right now. And I get it. Like, hey, the Rockets don't want to shoot mid-range shots. And I wouldn't want Westbrook to take those either. I would really be fine with him taking catch and shoot threes. Once in a while, if you have a hot hand, go ahead and shoot it off the dribble. But, man, his special gift in the NBA is his relentlessness to get downhill. I'd like to see more of that from him, because I do believe that with all the focus on Harden, Westbrook will be unstoppable if he attacked the basket. And not from his statistical numbers. It would be the team's statistical numbers.
Brian, you spoke him up. You talked about LeBron as the Rockets are going to face the Lakers tomorrow night in prime time. Look, I know it's what, January. It's not a huge, huge game of importance. But as a former player, to me, I feel like they're circle games. And there are games that attack and look differently. How big of a game, especially with the recent struggles of the Rockets, how big of a game is this game on Saturday night?
I'm not going to say it's must win, right? Like, that's a weird – right now in the regular season, I get it. But this is it's a statement game. It's proving to the world that you are a title contender, right? And right now, people are talking about three teams being a title contender. Right or wrong, that's what they're saying. It's Lakers, Clippers, and the Bucks. But, if you win a game, if you match LeBron's physicality, if you could show that you could contain LeBron, then you enter into the conversation. But I think – for the Rockets, they need to get back on track, and they can do that with a big win like this. And I think you'll see closest version to playoff basketball, you know, back against the wall playoff basketball that you'll see from the Rockets coming up on Saturday, that you'll see it, you know, and it'll be a good eye test for you guys or for fans or for the NBA to say, like, how good could the Rockets could be? Because there are just, like, right now around the NBA, there's just a lot of question marks on how good they can be. And a lot of them are centered around Westbrook's inefficiencies.
Brian, I'm looking at an injury report right now. Anthony Davis is out, and it says that's dated January the 17th. So I mean, is that telling us he's out tomorrow? And if so, does that change the thought process behind how big this statement game possibly could be for the Rockets? I mean, it's one thing to lose to the Lakers this time of year, and you go back to the drawing board and you figure some things out. But if you go lose to the Lakers without one of their superstars, I mean, I think that's a bigger cause for concern.
Yeah, I'm with you, right? I think as fans or people in the media, we overreact a little bit more than the team does. But it would be really interesting if they lose this game. Then it's almost like, the Rockets, one thing I do commend about the Rockets over the course of the Golden State Warrior dynasty is they never, like, waved the white flag, and they basically were like, okay, we're trying to win a championship, we're trying to beat the Warriors, and I think for them, it's the same thing this year. They want to win a championship, and they're going to see if this Westbrook-Harden experiment will work, and I'm not saying they're going to make, like, any drastic moves, but it wouldn't put if they do lose this game without Anthony Davis, I wonder how Daryl Morey thinks of, you know, the next 3 weeks or whatever until the trade deadline on February 6th. So I do believe this is a huge, huge game for the Rockets, especially with Anthony Davis out for them to decide, are they a championship team or not? And I think there's a lot of these answers are going around the NBA right now. So at the start of the season, it was so great. It's a wide open NBA. Anybody can win it this year. And then we're back down to three teams that can win it all. So I think it's really interesting time for a lot of teams around the NBA, losing marquee games, getting down big to a team, and the trades going forward in the next 3 weeks.
Now, Brian, you said that. You said down three teams, and I'm guessing you're meaning the Bucks and then the two LA teams. Like you said, three teams. Okay, I can agree with that. But do the Rockets even have the pieces to even involve themselves in that conversation, in your opinion?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think Philadelphia. Philadelphia and Houston, very similar, right? Like, with Philadelphia, the expectations were really high when they got Al Horford. But with the Rockets, getting Westbrook, like, if Westbrook is at his best and Harden is at his best and Capella, and they're playing, everyone's playing off of those guys, they're in the conversation. But we just haven't seen enough of a sample size of them being at their best. But I would say the exact same thing with Philly. When Philly is at their best, like on Christmas Day, and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, like they're in the conversation to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe come out of the East, but they're so inconsistent. And I'm saying the Rockets are the same thing. But in the next couple of weeks, you can cement that consistency, or you can be trending the right direction in late March or in April, getting ready for the playoffs. But they have, in my mind, when you have Harden at his best and Westbrook at his best, you're in the conversation.
All right. I appreciate you joining us, Brian Scalabrini. That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrini. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Make sure you check out his show, Scal and Pals, on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. It is a great listen for NBA fans. Just search Scal, that's S-C-A-L, whenever you find your podcast.
I love it, man. Look, when you talk about what we just heard from Brian Scalabrine, and he talked about the comparison between the Rockets and Philadelphia, it hurts me. I went to a Philly game when I was up at the Army-Navy game. Navy-Army game, football game in Philly. We went to the Philadelphia 76ers game, and when I'm watching Big Boy. What's Big Boy out there?
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. When I'm watching him play, I just can't buy in. My dude, you talk about lack of – you're an energy guy. You talk about a lack of energy.
It comes and goes
with
him. Hey,
Chief, go watch a Philly game up close and in person and tell me that you walk away going, yeah, that's my guy. I'm going to sign him to a max deal, man. Nah, I can't buy it, man. So that pains me just a little bit to hear – That's the company they're keeping. I understand that Philly's more than Joel Embiid. I understand that, but golly, that pains me. From that energy and that effort and that just dog and that want to, I think they're missing it. They're missing it big time.
They're very similar because both teams seems like their two stars don't fit together. And Simmons and Embiid.
Yeah. A lot of chemistry to build.
That's
a big thing. Right. Fair enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.